Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. Crowds are spending the night outside Buckingham Palace ahead of the coronation on Saturday of King Charles III. More than 11,500 police will be on duty for the event. The head of London's Metropolitan Police, Mark Rowley, described it as the biggest ever deployment in the capital.
Most of those are Met officers, but then we've got a scattering of support from forces around the country. And even on the ceremonial footprint, we've got a full number of officers from international colleagues as well. So that's brilliant. Security is about layers. And so what the public will be that visible front layer of officers stood in a sort of dignified ceremonial way. But behind that, there are layers of officers working covertly, observing from different places. There's been intelligence effort.
The King will be crowned at Westminster Abbey in a ceremony presided over by the Archbishop of Canterbury. The Sudanese army has sent envoys to Jeddah in Saudi Arabia to discuss a renewed truce with its paramilitary rivals despite continued fighting. Recent ceasefires between the two sides have all failed to hold. Our correspondent Paul Adams has the latest.
The Sudanese army says the talks are aimed at addressing the humanitarian aspects of this crisis. In other words, they are not yet political talks. The rival Rapid Support Forces have yet to make any formal announcement, but the Saudi-funded Al Arabiya news channel reported that both sides were sending delegations. If they happen, these will be the first face-to-face talks between the warring parties since this crisis erupted 3 weeks ago. The UN and aid agencies have been calling urgently for such talks to prevent a dire humanitarian situation from getting any worse.
Official figures from South America's largest savanna region, the Cerrado in Brazil, shows that deforestation has reached a new record. The area cleared so far this year is 15% higher than the same period last year. The region, which was rich in biodiversity, now produces most of Brazil's cattle and soybeans. Environmentalists have also expressed concern about the latest deforestation figures for Brazil's Amazon region. Wildfires in western Canada, sparked by unseasonably hot, dry weather, have forced about 13,000 people from their homes. Officials reported more than 70 active forest fires in the worst affected province, Alberta, on Friday, several of them burning out of control. Christy Tucker is from Alberta Wildfire.
We're expecting very warm weather and extremely strong winds, particularly in the northern half of the province. And this will tell you this is not great for wildfire activity. That tends to cause very active wildfires. And our folks on the ground are going to have to be very careful about their own safety and, of course, the safety of the communities that they're protecting.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The head of the World Health Organization has warned countries not to let their guard down against COVID, despite declaring that the disease is no longer a global health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the removal of the alert was a moment of celebration. Naomi Grimley has more details.
Over the last year, certainly what we've seen is death rates falling. Now, of course, that's because more vaccines have got out to people. But it's also because, of course, there's been more infections. So immunity, natural immunity has built up. And that has meant that hospitals are no longer under the kind of pressure that they were in those early days in January 2020. And for that reason, he's saying it'll no longer be an emergency phase of the pandemic. It'll be more like managing other diseases like TB, for example.
Police in Paraguay have arrested one of the runners-up in last week's presidential election. Paraguayo Cubas, a far-right populist, came third and had encouraged protests disputing the result. The polls gave a decisive victory to the governing Colorado Party candidate Santiago Peña. International observers have described Paraguay's election as transparent and say there's no reason to doubt the result. Venezuela's former opposition leader Juan Guaido has been dropped by his own party for next year's presidential election. Members of the Popular Will Executive Committee have chosen Freddy Supelano, a former candidate for governor, to challenge President Nicolas Maduro. They said Mr. Guaido, who fled to the United States last month, couldn't represent the party from exile. A cyber attack that began on Wednesday is continuing to disrupt public services in the US city of Dallas. Ransomware, which locks users out of computer systems until they pay a fee, has affected courts, the police and the fire brigade. Some fire crews told local media they had to use physical maps to respond to emergency calls. BBC News.